This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington as well. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, September 23rd. Brought to you, as always, by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Good morning, Johnny Cakesallville.
Well, hello.
And Jason Bishop.
What's up, boys?
Game show Wednesday today.
What are we going to play? What do we have on deck?
It's up to you.
Oh, really?
I haven't seen the prizes we have, so maybe we'll do a little junkie shootout. I think if we have one prize, junkie shootout works.
All right.
Yeah, we haven't played shootout in a while.
Fine.
So we can do a little junkie shootout later in the program.
Can I still wake up Adam and ask him to write questions for me?
You
is that
could.
Out of bounds now?
They would be the dumbest questions ever, but yeah, it's right. On the table.
That'd be good for the listeners.
Yeah.
Be really
certainly.
Good.
Yeah, that'd be easy.
Oh, man.
Poor Adam. Yeah, let's do a little shootout later.
We'll do some junkie shootout a little bit later in the program. Also, it is a Wednesday. That means we're going to connect with Mike Rizzo. One of the last times we'll talk to him. During the season.
Hey, I think they're still mathematically alive, right? I think so. I think they staved off elimination by winning both games yesterday.
Did they?
I think so.
ESPN,
I thought I read that.
ESPN says 0.0% chance.
Oh, then maybe I'm wrong. I thought I read that.
I think they did stave it off, but that might have changed with other games.
Ah, okay.
They did sweep the Phillies, and the Phillies have lost three or four in a row. They're going in the opposite direction, so they need to they're probably going to get in, but they need to put some wins together. They're battling about four teams for a couple spots.
So Mike Rizzo is going to join us at 9. We'll also talk a little college football about how Chris Doering is going to join us coming up at 7:20.
All right.
SEC starts this week, right?
Yeah, man. SEC, 7 games.
Give me some of the big ones. I just get size for SEC games. I don't know why.
Here's your slate. Florida Ole Miss at noon. Kentucky Auburn at noon.
Uh-huh.
Then you've got, I think you get down to the 3:30s, Mississippi State LSU. And then you've got Georgia Arkansas. That's at 4. Bama's going to play at Missouri at 7.
Now, does the SEC...
Vandy's playing Texas A&M also at 7.
Do they still have the contract with CBS where they have most of the games? Because that's typically where I would watch them. For some reason, I get sized for CBS's coverage.
Absolutely. Your CBS game will be Mississippi State LSU. And there's also some teams that are going to finally play. I mean, TCU's finally going to play. Virginia Tech's finally going to play. Uh-huh. East Carolina finally going to play. They're playing Central Florida. UVA finally going to play. So there's some teams that had games scheduled that were canceled or postponed that are finally going to play. So you got about 35 games Saturday.
And Notre Dame was postponed this weekend.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah,
they're supposed to play
yes.
Wake this weekend.
I think they're saying October 3rd.
I didn't get 3rd. To watch college football, but I mean, this past weekend, can't remember what I was doing running around, but I remember looking at the scoreboard, and Clemson was up 49-0 on the Citadel
right.
in the first half.
Right.
It ended up being 49-0. They clearly pulled back, I legitimately I think it was 49-0, maybe even in the first quarter.
Yeah, it was
it was 49. It was 49-0 at the half. They scored 28 in the first quarter, 21 in the second. Yeah.
Well, all I know is I was looking at that score, and then I read later that they did offer to Citadel to cut the game short or have running clock.
Right.
Right.
That's the ultimate.
But the Citadel said no. We're here to play.
Right.
Right. We've had that before, and that's happened to us before in high school, actually, with St. Andrews was just giving teams a beatdown. They'd speed up the clock.
Yeah.
Just get the misery over with.
The ultimate embarrassment.
Yeah. Right.
You can't even
last
a full
forfeit.
Game.
But Clemson did. Dabo did the same thing the week before against Wake. He called off the dogs. He took all the starters out. He took Lawrence out in the third quarter, end of the third.
Uh-huh.
And Wake ended up covering. Citadel. They were given 51 or 52 in that game. So if you had Clemson, first of all, you should never lay 52 in a game. But if you had Clemson at 49-0, you think, all right, they're going to score 70.
Right.
But they didn't score in the second
100.
Half. They didn't score in the second half.
Mm. Yeah. Is the Citadel, that's like a military school? Or
small military academy in Charleston,
South
Carolina.
Who's it connected with? Like, do you know, is there a particular service that it's connected with?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you.
I bet you it's miserable there. I've heard some stories like about VMI. I don't want to slander it, but it's supposedly miserable. Just miserable.
I could be wrong, but I think the Citadel is only playing 3 or 4 games just to make some money.
Right.
I think they got paid $450 or maybe $500K for this game.
For the beatdown?
Pretty sure. They got to play. I think they're playing Army later in the year. Getting money there.
Are they D1 for everything? Like, are they D1 for hoops?
I'm pretty sure.
Are they?
I'm pretty sure. Could be wrong on that. They're in the Southern Conference in football.
Right.
They played South Florida in week one, so they got some money there. So, you know, they played 3 or 4 games, make some cash.
Just go out there and just get slaughtered and get paid. Oh, imagine.
Man, that's the way it is for bottom feeders in college football.
They'd rather
take those checks.
They'd probably rather play than not play, even though they're getting pummeled.
I'm sure, but I feel bad for the kids.
I do like it when the big schools pay one of those schools like $800K to come in and then upset them.
Right.
And then the ultimate
insult.
They start going crazy in the locker room, and they're talking about, bring me the big bag of money, and we'll just beat you.
Right.
I love it. Love this combo.
So yesterday, I've been avoiding naps, really, for a long time. I just keep myself busy with Isabella. I'm doing other things that I don't take naps. Yesterday, I took a massive one, and it was late in the day, too.
You stayed up all night.
So you watched the game.
It wasn't one of those deals where I took the nap at 11 or 12. I think it was around 3:30.
Yeah.
And I woke up around 5:15.
Yeah.
So it wasn't quite 2 hours, but yes, it made me stay up late into the night, and I watched that game, and the Lakers were getting crushed.
Uh-huh.
And then the fourth quarter stormed back to within 3, and you're thinking, oh, well, this is over. Then Jamal Murray hit basically a turnaround 3-point shot with Caruso in his face, and then they ran away with it in the end.
Yeah, so they make it interesting.
It's a series.
I didn't see any of it too late for me, but just looking at the box, was AD, did he get hurt? What was going on with AD? He had 2 boards.
No, he didn't get hurt.
He just was being lazy.
Just didn't show up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They were coasting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw.
I saw they got out-rebounded by about 15. Let's see. It's 44-25 on the boards. They out-rebounded the Lakers. That should never happen when you have AD on the roster.
Did they channel their inner Houston Rockets for that game? Didn't want to hit the boards? Went small?
I watched the first half.
Lead. 2-0 lead. They're sitting comfortable. Sitting
okay,
pretty.
Maybe they cruised a little bit. Yeah. All right.
In the first half, at one point they came back from commercial.
LeBron didn't.
He ate a triple-double. Vogel's the coach, right?
Yep.
Vogel said to him, well, we clearly didn't come to play, but we've got a lot of game left. That's the good news.
Right.
So, yeah, he was pissed early. They didn't have
They
energy.
Made a run. I watched the post-game interview with Jamal Murray, and he made a point of it. He's like, they're older. I don't know if he said it exactly like this. I'm paraphrasing. But basically he was saying, they're an older team. We need to run. That's how we can beat them, with energy and by running.
Right. I find myself just rooting for Denver just for one reason. That's because there's a Domatha kid on the roster.
And he had a big game.
I know.
He had a big game.
Yeah, he looks like a beast.
That's the only reason I root for Denver. Although I like Jamal Murray. I've talked about him before. I like him. I like the way he plays. He's smooth. He can fill it. I just like him a lot. So, I mean, I know that the Lakers are going to win the series, but I do kind of rooting for the Heat and the Nuggets, but I know I'm not going to get that matchup.
Well, the Nuggets have them almost exactly where they want them, down 3-1. That's been their pattern in the two previous series. They've been down 3-1, then they storm back. So they've been a resilient team.
But it's 2-1.
I understand that. I said they almost have them where they want them. So they lose the next one. They're right in that comfortable 3-1 deficit.
Jokic, yeah, he's fun to watch, man. It's like, I saw someone tweet this the other day. It's like he watched basketball in the 1980s and then turned off the internet. And just, like, he thinks that's how you play basketball. He does, like, all these, like, he has, like, almost like a very similar shot to Larry Bird where he does these floaters. He shoots them from behind his head that's impossible to block. He's got great passing. Mm-hmm. They compete all the time. I'm starting to come around on them a little bit.
Yeah, you like watching?
I mean, they play really hard.
He's got start to buy in on the Nugs.
He's got like some Kevin McHale type moves down low. He's got kind of the Dirk Nowitzki off one leg runner. Mm-hmm. You're right about kind of his 3-point shot, which he takes kind of over his head, and his jump shot. Yeah.
So think about the teams that are still alive. I mean, let's take the Nuggets. The Nuggets have been down in Orlando in that bubble. Now, I'm sure a lot of the players have some family members. Not all of them, but I'm sure some of them do. Excuse me. But they've been down there since when, Drab? Like July 20th? Something like that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's late September.
Yeah.
And they've been down there in that one city. They can't go anywhere. You know, they're in the same hotel room. I mean, I know they're getting paid. I don't feel that sorry for them, Cakesy, but think about that.
They've adapted to it. They've gotten used to it, at least for the time being.
I guess.
It's kind of like prison. I mean, it's a
fancy
prison.
It's a lot to ask, but kudos to the players for going out there and just playing hard and just wanting to stay there and win. I mean,
I've said it all along, just from a fan's point of view, I think that what they've done for us, like watching the game, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. You know how they're incorporating all sort of like the live video screens of everybody. I mean, they're making that seem like a live venue. I actually really like the presentation of it. In fact, I was watching the halftime show yesterday, and I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they've been doing this for a while, but you know, those TNT studios now are so big, right? Mm-hmm. At least they appear to be.
Yeah.
And you know, Kenny Smith will go up to this massive wall where they're breaking down like a fast break. And then all of a sudden, I haven't seen him do this before, but I'm sure you guys have seen it. But Kenny then runs behind the screen, and then he gets on the court.
Yeah.
So, like, he's on the court, and he's like, okay, now if I'm Jokic here, then I go here. And I'm like,
the technology
is insane.
Yeah.
It's really good.
They joan on him every time, too, because he has kind of a big old limp and kind of walks like a duck over there.
Right.
I think Ernie raced him to the screen yesterday and just crushed him.
Ernie beat him?
Yeah.
That's not good. But he's really good at it, too, because he did like 3 or 4 minutes all by himself breaking down these fast breaks and what guys need to do where. And just, you know, off the cuff, he's really good.
Yeah,
I was impressed.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Tonight's game starts a little earlier, JP, so you don't have to stay up as late, but I think it's still 8:30-ish, maybe. Maybe it's 8, but I think it's 8:30.
Hmm. Hey, look, I don't particularly care, but I'm somewhat rooting for the Celtics because I do think the Lakers are going to be there, and I think a Lakers-Celtics series, it's happened so many times, just classic. I like seeing the uniforms, I guess. I know you're rooting for Miami and Spoelstra. That's fine, too.
Yeah, you might still get Boston. Tonight's the key, obviously. They lose tonight, they're probably cooked. Be tough to come back from a 3-1 down against that team.
Anyway, that's what happened in the NBA last night. As I mentioned, Chris Doering is going to join us coming up at 7:20. We will get into some college football, some of the matchups. Mike Rizzo is going to join us at 9 o'clock, and we'll play Junkie Shootout. We'll do it in the 9 o'clock hour, so you have plenty of time to write questions, EB. You generally have to write about 5 to 7.
Yeah, that'll I'll just wing it. I wing it. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make
you'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'll have a theme or something. I'll try not to make it Corona.
If you want to chime in, phone number is 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Our pal Chris Doering, former Redskins receiver, now a college football analyst for the SEC Network. He'll jump on at 7:20. Of course, before that, we hit the skins at 7, give you the latest on the Washington football team. And then we've got Mike Rizzo joining us at 9 o'clock. Right now, though, we'll open up the Junkie Sports page brought to you by our friends at Software AG Government Solutions, home of WebMethods, the world's most capable integration platform.
All right, so we just talked about it. Nuggets get a win in the series against the Lakers, 114-106. JP and Drabby stayed up to watch it. Eric stayed up for, first half?
Yep.
Jamal Murray had 28. I believe he also had 12 dimes.
It's a nice
really
line.
Really good player. Jeremy Grant, local kid from DeMatha, went to Syracuse. He had 26.
Oh.
And then Joker had 22. So their big three came to play. On the flip side, the Lakers, besides LeBron, who had a triple-double, did not, apparently. Anthony Davis did have 27, but he only had 2 boards, no blocks. Lakers, yeah, maybe they just said, you know, we're just going to chill tonight. We're still up 2-1, and we'll get it together in game 4.
I'm sure they didn't think that outwardly, but I know that Vogel, like I say, coming back from commercial in the first half, grilled them for getting outworked.
Man, I'm looking at the Lakers starters outside of LeBron and AD, obviously. That is a trash lineup. JaVale, Danny Green, and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope?
Yeah, Rondo's been playing well for them, actually, off the bench. They're carried by 2 guys, and so are the Nuggets to an extent. Jeremy Grant's not somebody who's reliable. Joker and Jamal Murray carry that team. They used to get a lot of production from Gary Harris. He doesn't seem to do it anymore. They've got different guys that contribute for them.
Pope can fill it up at times.
They're a two-man team led by 2 of the best 5 players in the game, so that helps.
That offsets the 3 trashy rest of the lineup, I guess.
Pope sometimes can fill it up. He'll come
in
for 10 or 15 minutes, and he can fill it up. But, yeah, you're right, for the most part. It's too many.
Dwight Howard's on that roster.
Right. All right, so tonight you got Celtics-Heat game 4. And that starts at 8:30. That's an ESPN game. Cakes, I know you'll be watching it.
I'll be riveted every single play. I'm in.
I found myself watching the exhibition last night with Tiger at Payne's Valley, the Payne's Valley Cup.
By the way, I'm going to go. I have to go there. That place is spectacular.
It looks really
cool.
First of
all, so Tiger's course, it's public, right? It's owned by that guy they were talking all about him all day yesterday.
Johnny Morris.
Yeah, Johnny Morris.
He's Bass Pro Shops.
Yep, Bass Pro Shop.
And they've got 5 courses there.
Where is it?
It's in the Ozarks. So on his property there, that this guy from Bass
Pro
Shops.
Look out for everybody from Ozark, dude, Uncle Ben. Right.
Dude, I'm going. So it's going to be at Payne Valley. It's $225 for the green fee. Now, that's a lot, but it's not like $600.
Well, I thought it was $250.
No, well, but I saw last night $225. But
well, maybe with the card, it's $250.
Yeah, maybe it is with your card.
I'm sure the card fee is going to be at least $25.
So, and you have to take a bus because the views, if you saw, were unbelievable. Like, it's just crazy. But they have 5 courses there. So I figure, you know what? I just have to go. I want to play that course because the fairways are wide open, so you could just bomb it It looks like it'd be
a great
time. It's
resort golf at its finest.
Yeah, it looks awesome. And then they have Jack has a course there. Gary Player has a course there. Yep. And two other donks have courses there. I mean, it's got to be an and the views, the property is unbelievable.
Yeah, well, it really is.
Eric, also the replay rate is $150.
Right.
So you can play it twice in a day at a pretty substantial.
My body can handle
Well, who would want to do that? Who would want to put themselves through the rigors of two rounds of golf
well,
one day?
Well, typically in a golf trip, you do play 36 in a day. I'm just saying.
I often don't. I might pay 27.
Yeah. I usually don't. I'm usually 18 a day, but we'll play three or four rounds.
Right.
Well, but I'm not playing 36.
I just got to go.
My back can't handle that.
I just got to go. I saw that yesterday, and I was just loving it. I was like, these views here are spectacular. These cliffs.
Well, did you see the 19th hole?
The 19th hole
is awesome. That's a brilliant design. As soon as I saw that, I said, oh, that's for gambling when you're done. You know,
yeah.
I mean,
of
I
course.
Guess parts of Missouri must be scenic. The
it's
parts
exactly
I've been to have not been that scenic.
Well, listen,
namely St. Louis.
That's true. I have been to St. Louis, haven't I? Because I was thinking I hadn't been in Missouri. But yeah, I just got to go. I don't know anything about it. I don't know how long the flight is. What's the flight? Maybe an hour and a half?
Maybe two.
I get it.
You got to fly into Branson.
I'm just going to mask up and hold my nose. Hold my breath.
Silly country show in Branson, and then go play 36.
You fly into Branson, and then how far is the drive?
I don't know. I'm just kidding. I think it's in Branson, but I don't know if you can fly into Branson.
I think you got to go there. You got to get a hotel, and you got to play Tiger's course, and you got to play like one of the others. You got to play Jack's or Gary's or one
so
of those.
So it would be exclusively a golf trip.
Oh yeah. I can't take.
You're not bringing the fam.
Isn't the Ozark supposed to be like a family friendly?
Yes.
Vacation
yeah, but I'm
spot?
That's so fun for me to play golf by myself. I mean, it's not a family thing for me. That's a Tom.
No. You'd have to go with the boys.
Get Tom Squirrel, and we get out there and get after it.
Yeah, it did look really cool. It opens tomorrow, I believe. Tomorrow is the first day it opens.
And that's so great that it's public. I'm assuming all the others are public too.
I assume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looked awesome.
It's probably like Bandon out in Oregon. They've got five courses out there too.
They have five there too.
I'm pretty sure they're all public.
Yeah.
Of course, it's right on the ocean. I mean, you can get 50-mile-an-hour winds.
It was actually pretty intriguing, the setup, the way they did it. It was almost like a little Ryder Cup.
Yeah. Kinloch has a 19th hole, too. Also a par 3 over a lake. Kinloch down in Richmond, which is a fabulous course. Fantastic.
Yeah. I've heard great things about that one.
And they've got a 19th hole purely for betting, just to break ties. But it's a par 3. It's about 160 yards right over the lake.
Well, you know how fun that is? So you play 18, and you go in there and have a couple pops, and then you go out there and you play that for fun.
Yep.
Now, I got to imagine that so many people are going to be using it, but still.
Let's see how it does.
That's awesome.
So you said 225 for the greens fee. I'm guessing that does not include the
cart.
So it's probably 250 to play.
They actually said you could walk it, believe it or not. It's not a terrible walk. It's just.
By the way, the rates dropped to 195 in November and December when it's a little chilly. If you want to bundle up.
That's got to be butt cold. But drive go back 200 yards.
Give you a little break on the price.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. No, I got to get out there. I'm putting
you're
that on the
list. Golfing in Missouri.
I'm telling you.
What are the realistic odds?
Very low.
Oh, I actually think they're decent because, what else am I going to do? I got 6 weeks of vacation every year. I go out there. I really think it's possible because I think I don't have a problem with paying $225. I have a problem with paying $500-$600. Like at Pebble or some of these other places. It's just too much.
Do other golf courses have like a gimmick 19th hole?
Some do, yeah.
Oh, I know Old Hickory does in the area. They have it's a public track near like Manassas.
Shock you like a course with Hick in the name. Valdez.
They have like that little rinky dink, like 60-yard chip shot at the
end. RTJ does. Old Hickory was rated the toughest course in Virginia.
Right.
I don't know if that was by Golf Digest or maybe it was one of the local golf publications, but it was rated ahead of RTJ, it was ahead of Creighton, ahead of Trump, ahead of Kinloch in terms of difficulty. It is a difficult course.
Did you do a show from Old Hickory? Old Hickory, I think, was the sister course of Raspberry Falls.
Yeah, yeah.
And when we did Junks TV, they sponsored the show. So I know we did one from the clubhouse at Raspberry Falls, but I feel like We did a show from the clubhouse.
I can't remember.
I don't think we did, but I can't remember.
I think you guys did something with them a long time ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Might have.
All right, so
they have like they definitely have a like 620 yard par five there.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. It's a very difficult course. It's fun too. So Billy Donovan was not out of work for very long. He was announced the new Chicago Bulls head coach yesterday, and of course he was fired on September 9th by Oklahoma City. I got to talk to my buddy Chris Fleming, who was an assistant on the Bulls staff this year, and he did interview for the job, obviously didn't get it, but I want to find out if Billy talked to him about retaining him. I hope he did.
Usually they bring their own guys, though.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Kenny Atkinson was also in the mix for that job, but they decided to go Billy Donovan.
It's a terrible team, though, right? They've got a couple of pieces, like Lauri Markkanen, who I don't think he had a great year this year. He's okay. They've got Zach LaVine. He can fill it up.
They got Kobe White.
Yeah.
Wendell Carter from Duke.
They've got some young kids, but you know Donovan obviously has a track record. He can coach. It's probably a good hire. I just hope that they retain Flem. Hope he's not looking for work. All right, so
is that
update.
His nickname, by the way, Flem.
Flem. Yeah, I call him the Flem Dog.
It's a terrible nickname.
I call him the Flem Dog.
If you hear Jason during the break, that should be his nickname.
I know.
How about during the show?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Well, hey, you know, early in the morning, it just happens.
Well, during the break is a different animal.
Do you hawk it's up been the loogie?
It's been happening for how long? 20 years?
Years.
I know,
years.
But it must be the weather change because this past week it's been off the charts.
It's been worse.
Yeah.
It's been ramping up.
And I assume just like you do at work, you hawk up a loogie and spit it in the corner of your office there?
No, I don't. I just spit it in this cup right here.
Oh, okay. You got one. It's so gross. Yeah. The loogie cup.
It's a loogie cup.
It's so gross.
By the way, the weather, fantastic.
Was it going to be like 70 again today?
I think it's going to be a little warmer today. And then tomorrow, I think it's 80. Does it hit 80 tomorrow? I think it does.
You get a Nick Chubb for the weather.
Well, this weather
is
perfecto.
I've never seen a guy that loves weather as much as you.
Well, cakes. I mean, come on.
I mean, it's very nice.
This is perfect weather.
It's fine. But it's just weather.
Better than fine. Better
Come on,
than fine.
Cakes. It's so you just pickleball weather. How'd your pickleball match go yesterday?
Went well for the first four games. Went 4-0.
Yeah.
I felt like the Bjorn Borg of pickleball.
And then
it kind of fell apart the last two. But 4-2 in six games is pretty good.
It's not
pretty
bad.
Solid.
How many beers did you pound during that time?
Zero.
Zero?
Didn't bring any beers to the game.
Oh, really? You guys are getting
That's
serious.
A huge mistake.
Yeah, it's probably a mistake.
Yeah.
But I did have two before bed.
Have you built up any rivalries, right? Isn't it just a group of guys and then you figured out? Are there any, like, rivalries?
It's
budding?
A group of, like, six, maybe eight that kind of rotate in.
Right.
Not really. It's more fun than anything.
Right. Do you have two every night, right? My doc told me the threshold for having to talk to him about a problem is
yes.
14 a week.
14 a week.
If you have more than 14 drinks a week.
I think I'm right around that number.
Then
I'm
that's
very
the
close
cutoff.
To that number. I'm certainly hovering around it.
So I use that as my own guide now.
Yeah, that's your barometer.
Because during the pandemic, I've definitely was two. I mean, two a day was pretty much a guarantee.
Right. Yeah. Well, you and everybody else.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm trying to now like take a few days off so I stay under the 14.
I mean, did you see the numbers in Virginia, how they spiked for alcohol sales during like the first half of 2020? They were through the roof.
Right. Hey, I'm not shocked.
Any update on Junkie's Vodka?
Oh, yeah. Come on, Drabby. Give us an update.
Is there any update on that?
I'll update you guys soon.
All right,
can't do that publicly.
Is it looking bad?
No. I just
promising?
Can't
yeah.
say on the air.
I hadn't heard anything. That's why I asked.
No.
All right. Real quick. So here's your update on the baseball playoffs. In the American League, it's pretty much set because Tampa and New York are in. The White Sox, Twins, Indians, all in. Oakland clinched that division. Houston's going to be in. They're going to be the second-place team in the West. So you got one spot.
So Dusty gets in.
Yep.
Because they haven't been playing like they did last year.
Well, no. I mean, they're a different team. They don't have the pitching. But Toronto's going to be that eighth team. So they've got like a 99% chance of winning. They're 28 and 27. So in the American League, it's just all about seeding. National League, a little different. Atlanta clinched, Cubs clinched, Dodgers, Padres clinched. So you got four spots open. Marlins, Phillies, Cardinals, Reds, Brewers, Giants, all in the mix for those four spots. So these last, you know, six or seven games this week are huge for some of these teams. Of course, the Nats swept the Phillies who are in the mix. They need to win, but the Nats swept them yesterday, and the Phillies have lost four straight. So we'll see what happens this week.
I was intrigued going into this season how the Astros would hit. You know, because of everything else going on, people really didn't focus on the whole cheating scandal and all these guys getting the signals. And it had been a regular season, they would have been booed in every park. And I just wanted to see if these guys could actually hit without being tipped off, you know, by trash cans. And I do know Altuve struggled big time, right? He's hitting around 215.
Yeah, Altuve. Instead of Bregman, a couple of those guys did struggle. But, you know, they're going to the playoffs.
Bregman's hitting 246.
I know.
With only four homers.
But, you know.
He needs the pitches.
They did escape. They did escape the wrath of, you know, baseball fans across the country.
They got so lucky. They got so lucked.
Right.
I mean, quite honestly, none of the guys are hitting close to what they hit.
What's the little guy hitting?
That's what I just said, 215.
Altuve. Altuve, yeah.
And what did you say?
Yeah, you can't bang the drum. You can't bang the drum.
Yeah.
Even
crazy.
Springer's hitting 251, Correa 257. Not even close.
I mean, it should surprise nobody. I mean, when you don't know the pitches are being grooved and you don't know what's coming, you're going to struggle.
Yeah. Right. That's crazy, man.
And they don't have Verlander and they don't have Garrett Cole. So they're a different team. But they're going to the playoffs. One game over 500. All right, last but not least, the Giants had to replace Saquon. They signed Devontae Freeman for 1 year. $3 million. So I picked up Dion Lewis in at least one league, Cakesy. Are they saying that Freeman is going to be number one on the depth chart? It's going to take a few weeks.
I don't know if he's going to just be a plug and play this week. So I think your Dion Lewis shares are probably okay for a week, but it's kind of a muddled backfield now with Freeman, Lewis, and Gallman there.
Right.
Cakes, you'd be livid. I put in the waiver claims for Mike Davis and several others.
Oh, let me guess. You didn't get any of them.
Let me tell you the one waiver that I did get, and I got it in two leagues.
Okay.
Browns defense.
It's not terrible. Wow. It's not a terrible play against Washington football team.
I mean, they have a terrible offense. Now, they haven't committed a slew of turnovers, but – this could be the week.
JP, if this defense is out there, Colts. Your Colts at home against the putrid Jets. I'd pick them up.
Because I don't think I have to pay transaction fees in that Nationals League. I don't think I have to pay transaction fees in the other league that I'm in. I've been making a defensive move every week. I had the Colts, Cakes. I had the Colts in week one. And did they play the Jags in week one?
They played the Jags.
Yeah, that wasn't a good performance by the Colts, so
it
was off them.
But you know what?
I've been doing the pick a defense against the Redskins every week since.
I don't hate that approach.
The Washington football team.
I just picked them up, Cakes.
You saw what the Colts did to Kirk Cousins and company, and now they have it's hard to believe, they have a worse offense coming in this weekend in the Jets.
Yeah. Right.
I just picked them up, and I dropped Seattle. I had Seattle in my starting lineup, but they're finished. They're playing Dallas, so I just picked up the Colts. Hopefully they hold the Jets to about 6 points.
But, yeah, I didn't get Mike Davis. I didn't get Traquan Smith.
Of course you
did. A couple of waivers.
Because
you didn't get them.
You're participating in a socialist scheme called waivers, called fantasy football waivers. We all know this.
Okay, because I need you to update me on a few players. A.J. Brown, Philip Lindsay, and there's a couple other guys, but certainly those two guys.
A.J. Brown, bad knee. And they're going to play the Vikings, so if they don't have to use him, they probably won't. And Philip Lindsay has a hurting turf toe. He might not be playing this weekend either.
Both still questionable.
Still questionable, yeah. I'd look for other options if I were you. Or IU.
They're not my lineup now.
Says A.J. Brown has yet to be ruled out, so there's hope that he can suit up.
I did see that Godwin is in. All right, he passed concussion protocol for Tampa. And then I believe Kenny Golladay going to play this week. Nice. So if you have those two guys, you can insert them.
Yep.
I do have Golladay.
Remember, we've got Chris Doering joining us at 7:20. We'll talk some college football as that season's heating up with the SEC in action. He covers the SEC for the SEC Network. He'll join us at 7:20. And, of course, we hit the skins at 7 o'clock every morning here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Saw this story yesterday. He immediately thought of Valdez because it had to do with crabs.
Okay.
Did you guys look at the story about – I'd never heard of this type of crab.
All right.
But it's out of Australia, and they were called robber crabs.
Robber crabs.
And the robber crabs apparently invaded this barbecue that a family was having on a camping trip.
Okay.
No big deal, right?
Sure.
There were 50 of them. They're 3 feet in length. They're huge.
That's where you pack up everything and you just peel out of the campsite.
Hmm.
Or Valdez would just grab his mallet and start smashing.
And you pay for a lot for crabs at a picnic or barbecue.
That's a very good point.
I saw the video. It looked pretty disgusting.
Smashing them over the heads, cracking them in two.
They kind of look like spiders.
Oh, that is terrifying if they look like arachnids. I would be out of there with the quickness. And Jason, I did watch the first 20 or 25 minutes of The Devil All the Time.
Yeah.
And that scene where the dude opens up the jar of spiders and dumps them on his head and face was massively tilting.
Why did you only stick it out for 20 minutes?
Because then we pivoted and watched an episode of Dexter. So we're going to revisit Devil All the Time later.
I'm telling you, guys will like Devil All the Time. It's really good. It's a dark story, very dark, but it's a good – the acting's unbelievable.
The scene,
what would you do?
The war scene, by the way, was a show.
I know.
It was nightmare fuel.
Yeah, there's a lot of good scenes like that. Just wait.
I'm sure.
No, I'm passing on that. Yeah. I don't need nightmare fuel.
Well, that had plenty of it in the first 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What would you do if you faced these 3-foot crabs, these monster crabs? The woman, apparently.
Well, everyone knows if you pinch them on the back fin, they get paralyzed.
Everyone knows that. Yeah.
Right.
The woman said they could be moved away gently or sometimes picked up and moved. No pinching. But I think I might just kick them. I wouldn't want to put my hands close to them.
You'd Mason Crosby them?
Yeah.
Just
give them a good swift kick?
That is one ugly animal.
Yeah. There's no way they're tasty and delicious.
I was thinking the same thing. Like,
there's no way.
But their
gross.
Claws look so huge, and they could be meaty, but there's the zippy chance that it tastes any good.
Right. Did you see the video?
So much butter.
did you see the video of the guy? Now, this came out, I guess, in early August, but I think Barstool put it out yesterday. The guy that was hiking in Alaska, and he was at some campsite or whatever, and all of a sudden he came upon a big mama bear and two cubs. And she and the two bears were stalking him on the trail. And so he pulled, I don't know why people do this. He pulled out his phone, I guess, to video his own death. And he just started walking backwards. And they just kept following him and following him. And it's a 2.5 minute long video. But then you see that ultimately he does make it back to camp.
Wow.
And it's terrifying.
How close was the bear, the mama bear?
They were probably 25 yards maybe away.
Yeah.
They were just stalking him.
I would poo my pants.
Yeah.
Right
I mean,
there.
I would just sprint, and that's not what you're supposed to do.
Well, you can't. Like, have you ever seen a video of a bear
taking
at full speed?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they'll catch you.
They're going to catch you with the quickness.
Right. So
they can
just
move.
He walked backwards so he didn't lose sight of them, and he videoed it, and the baby cubs they kept coming. And, of course, mama's protecting her cubs, so she's coming too. And it's pretty terrifying.
I've seen a lot of bear videos lately, right? Like the one that was like sniffing the lady's hair.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And then somebody was feeding him.
Right.
There was some donk like in Frederick or something that was like feeding the bear.
Valdez sent me a dancing bear video yesterday.
I bet he did.
Lots of bear videos.
I bet he did.
It was a compilation.
Right.
Well, they tend to be sometimes.
And spelled differently.
Yeah.
Was it a colossal combo?
I know how it's spelled, Valdez.
I used to go to the old stores, and you'd go in there, and you'd get the colossal combo. So you could get, like, 2 or 3 videos for the price of one.
Right. A six-hour blicky.
You have to be a thrift shopper. I understand.
Yeah, the colossal combo.
It's a lot of fast-forwarding and rewinding, though, when you want to find your scene.
God, that was such a – man, that was so inefficient back in the day. can you imagine you have to fast-forward through a whole scene? Oh, it's so brutal. Waiting and waiting and waiting.
No wonder it took forever.
I just remember a couple times back in the day, I left a sloppy move. I left the tapes in the machine.
Oh.
Yeah. So just busted after the fact. Yeah, you know, you find time to
That's lazy.
Yourself.
Well, no one in the country has a story like me with Red Sox highlights.
No.
Well, I think a lot of people have caught.
No,
your story is the best.
It's an A-plus story.
Will you tell it again?
No, come on. It takes too long.
Does that come up at, you know, the Thanksgiving dinner table?
Right.
The good
right.
old days.
Yeah.
That's when you were living at your mom's house, right?
Oh, yeah.
Was she actually, like, not trusting you, or did she think she was going to find, like, I don't know, like something that she had recorded?
Well, there was obviously a trust issue. She was going through my stuff.
Yeah.
She wasn't looking for Red Sox highlights, that's for sure.
Right. But, I mean, I wonder, but maybe she just thought, like, Jason, like, recorded a Knott's Landing or something, and she wanted to watch it or something.
No.
We're going old with the references.
She was anti-porn tape. Right. Back then, and wanted to find out if I actually had, you know, a stash.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah.
And then she found a personal porno.
Yep.
Right. That's really haunting.
But it's funny. Somebody. Why would she pop in Red Sox highlights?
I don't know.
She probably popped them.
I mean,
all
did
in.
She a big Wade Boggs fan?
And then what'd you have to do? The best story is what Ross did, Cakes' brother, when his girlfriend demanded their tape back.
Yeah.
He took a tape and right in front of her, and he smashed it to a billion pieces, but it wasn't the tape.
Right.
That's a shrewd move right there.
It was brilliant.
Pulled the okie doke.
It's all about the deception. That's all.
It's a classic story.
Make them look this way, you go that way, whole thing.
Zig while they zag.
Yep.
That was before we were married, I'm pretty sure.
Right.
That had to be 1997, 98.
Yeah, in the 90s for sure.
Yeah.
The 90s nooner.
Right.
Back in the day.
The Pussy story was like 94 or something. I mean, that's like when big giant video cameras were a thing.
Right.
You know? They didn't have those silly little small cams that they have now. By the way, we're gone through our GoPro. We're now through 3 GoPros. I'll never buy another one. They break all the time. My daughter took this one in the pool that you're supposed to be able to take in the pool in the water. Shocker, doesn't work now.
Gone pro.
Yeah, no more GoPros. The GoPros are done-ski for me. Not buying anymore.
Do you know how much it tilts my son when he had the opportunity to buy Tesla, but he was swayed by GoPro instead?
Oh,
mega tilting.
Really?
He's going to carry that one around for a long time. Long time.
Stevie texted me yesterday that he bought $50 of Apple and he bought $50 of Penn Gaming because he's a big Barstool
guy. Did you yell at him for buying Apple? Apple.
No, I mean, whatever. He just did it on his own. It's pretty good. It was entrepreneurial.
Sure.
Good for you.
It's a start.
I mean, I don't know. $50 of Apple. What is that, about one-fifth of a stock or something? I mean, how much is Apple stock?
Apple's like at 110 or something like that.
So he bought about half a share.
Yeah.
Good for him.
You know what? Dipping his toes in the market. I like it.
Right.
All right, coming up next, we do it every morning at 7 o'clock. We're going to hit the scan. ZB will fill us in where Washington now ranks in the power rankings after their latest loss. Keep it here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.